Missouri Net News is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. For important natural gas safety tips, visit mosafegas.com.
Missouri Net News. I'm Melissa Nelson. Several Missouri charities are helping federal workers impacted by the government shutdown, including a Catholic organization and diaper bank in Kansas City. Catholic Charities of Kansas City has expanded its services to help workers pay their rent and utilities. Happy Bottoms Diaper Bank estimates between 500 and 1,000 Kansas City area federal workers, families with small children need diapers. The U.S. Senate has voted against a Democratic measure that would have opened the federal government through February 8th. Southwest Missouri Congressman Billy Long has invited President Trump to deliver next week's State of the Union address in Springfield. University of Central Missouri political scientist Robin Kuhlman says Speaker Nancy Pelosi's refusal to let Trump give the address in the House shows how much the parties are polarized.
It also illustrates the amount of cohesion that both parties have within the parties.
Trump and Pelosi have been battling for more than 5 weeks over Trump's demand for $5.7 billion to build additional wall at the southern border. More details are surfacing about an off-duty St. Louis police officer killed Thursday by another officer. Bill Wise reports.
24-year-old Caitlin Alex was reportedly shot in the chest with a revolver, not a department weapon. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Alex stopped by the home of one of the officers while she was off-duty, and the other two were on the clock. No information has been released about the reason Alex and the officers were there. The newspaper reports the other officers were not injured in the shooting, but the officer who fired the gun has been hospitalized for an undisclosed reason. Alex was married to a fellow officer who was not among the group involved in the shooting.
And the Kansas City Chiefs football team has hired Steve Spagnuolo as its defensive coordinator. Some Democratic state lawmakers are focused on Medicaid expansion in the new session. Republicans who dominate the legislature have long rejected enlarging the federal program as far too expensive for the state to afford. Democratic Senator Scott Sifton of Afton contends money is being lost by employers in the state without expansion.
When you talk about patients who by definition are of working age between 19 and 64, failing to get people good preventative care is going to result in missed work time, is going to result in lost revenue for employers and frankly lost revenue to the state.
Medicaid expansion would extend health care coverage to able-bodied, low-income people between 19 and 64 who are uninsured. A U.S. mail truck exploded this week in Kansas City and rolled down the street in flames. No one was injured. The Fayette School Board in northern Missouri has voted against a four-day school week. As a cost-saving move, more than 30 Missouri school districts have gone to four-day school weeks. This is Missouri Net.